The Top 10 Craziest Things Colin Kaepernick Has Said. By Warner Todd Houston on April 19, 2022. Colin Kaepernick is practically begging to get back into the National Football League. He's even offered to serve as a backup QB. However, suppose the league lets him back in. In that case, they're going to be readmitting a radical activist who once likened the NFL combine process to a slave auction and referred to a drone strike on an Iranian general who helped kill hundreds of American troops as an American terrorist attack. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Here are 10 of the craziest things Colin Kaepernick has said and believes in. So gird yourselves, it's pretty bad. Cannot stand for the flag. When he first began his protests in 2016, Kaepernick said quite directly that he could not stand for the American flag. His protest was a direct attack on the flag and the country, and he said so in his own words in August of 2016. I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder, Kaepernick said. The U.S. was never great. Also, in 2016, Kaepernick said that the U.S. was never great, noting that he was standing up against the whole country in general, not just in support of social justice, with his anthem protests. Independence Day is white supremacy. In 2020, Kaepernick marked Independence Day by calling it a celebration of white supremacy, dooming Nike's Betsy Ross shoe. The year before that, Kaepernick led the charge to destroy Nike's release of a shoe to celebrate the American flag and patriotic icon Betsy Ross. Nike announced that it intended to release a patriotic gym shoe with a Betsy Ross flag theme until Kaepernick ginned up the anti-American left to attack Nike for the proposal. In one of his broadsides against Nike, Kaepernick even claimed that the U.S. Betsy Ross flag was a symbol of slavery. Unsurprisingly, Nike immediately caved in and dumped the plans for the patriotic shoe. Attacks on the military. In January 2020, Kaepernick called a U.S. military strike on Iranian Quds Force leader Qasem Soleimani an American terrorist attack. Forces led by Soleimani were responsible for inflicting thousands of casualties on U.S. troops in Iraq. There is nothing new about American terrorist attacks against black and brown people for the expansion of American imperialism, Kaepernick tweeted. America has always sanctioned and besieged black and brown bodies both at home and abroad. American militarism is the weapon wielded by American imperialism to enforce its policing and plundering of the non-white world. Praising Fidel Castro. Kaepernick gave other clues about the nature of his protests in 2016, as well. For instance, he wore a shirt praising Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, a mass murderer and self-professed enemy of America. He then congratulated Castro on Cuba's literacy rate. AP photo / Ben Margo. One thing Fidel Castro did do is they have the highest literacy rate because they invest more in their education system than they do in their prison system, which we do not do here even though we're fully capable of doing that, he said. Attacks on the police / pig sucks. Kaepernick also showed that he was not just protesting the few police that misbehaved when he wore socks that portray all police officers as pigs. He has also attacked the police quite directly numerous times. He's called police terrorists, said their job is to surveil blacks and claimed that the history of policing is directly tied to slavery. In an op-ed from October 2020, Kaepernick said, "The central intent of policing is to surveil, terrorize, capture, and kill marginalized populations, specifically black folks. The more that I have learned about the history and evolution of policing in the United States, the more I understand its roots in white supremacy and anti-blackness." In September of that same year, he advocated for abolishing the police. By abolishing policing in prisons, not only can we eliminate white supremacist establishments, but we can create space for budgets to be reinvested directly into communities to address mental health needs, homelessness and houselessness, access to education, and job creation as well as community-based methods of accountability. NFL is slavery. Last year, Kaepernick accused the NFL of being akin to slavery for its black players and employees. In his series Colin in Black and White, Kaepernick narrated his video with the accusation that the NFL poked, prodded, and examined players for suitability. Then the video shows the players morphing into slaves at an 1800 slave auction. In the scene, Kaepernick said this is how they establish a power dynamic. The scene closes with the NFL coach and slave auctioneer shaking hands against the backdrop of bonded slaves in an attempt to link the NFL to slavery. Kaepernick has not yet received a workout invitation from an NFL team. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.